inhabiting a body. That is another fallacy of the fools that try to explain things. We don't actually inhabit a body in the sense that some people seem to think, that we are in the body in the same sense that people think that when a person dies, we sort of creep out of it. It's not like that. You cannot explain it in that way. What one must remember is that there is an etheric body, which is a duplicate of a material body, which is animated by the spirit, which has no body in the same sense. And that is not necessarily inside the physical body, but it is an animating force which is behind the etheric body and the material body. And when the physical body dies, the etheric body still retains its shape and form, and it is that part of man that is recognized as an individual, and it is that part which people communicate with. For instance, the communication, whatever form it may take, when someone comes from this side of life, it is the etheric body that is being used, which is being registered on the more material plane, or nearer to the earth condition anyway, and it is the animating force of the spirit, the mentality behind it, which gives life. The whole point is that there's too much talk about bodies. These bodies are merely vehicles in their expression of the mentality of the mind of the spirit, the vitality in the life, the vitalizing force which is life itself. But the etheric body is an important part of man of which he has no conception. People talk loosely about the spirit, but the spirit is something which is indefinable in as much as it has no shape or form. It is the etheric body that has the shape or form.